This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week 10. Week 10 already in the National Football League. And if you haven't yet, get in on our CBS Pick'em. Go to our Instagram page, FA Route Podcast. Go to the link in bio. Sign up today. Take us on and see what you can do. Foxy's in the lead by one game. Ready, Willing, and Dable. The lovely Rita Sanchez from Austin AYSO. She is in second place right now. And we're nipping on their heels. Can you guys hold on? We're going to find out. Your 8:15 Thursday night prime game.
Trash.
What a doozy. What a doozy. The division leading Atlanta Falcons at 4-5 go into Carolina to take on the 2-7 Carolina Panthers, who are sticking with PJ Walker.
Falcons.
Oh my. I mean, I got burned by the Panthers last time. So I don't think that I don't think they have a chance in hell. Falcons take this one pretty easily. Do we see Baker Mayfield on the field this weekend?
No.
Maybe
eating a hot dog. I don't know.
Oh, they're pulling. Well, if Sanchez, they should put that on Fox then and have Sanchez do the game because they can analyze how he puts the mustard on. Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Here we go again. Not London this time. Germany.
The Germans.
The 6-3 Seahawks go into Germany to take on their 4-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What are we doing?
What the hell is this?
What are we doing?
What is this? Why?
I'm taking the Bucs.
I'm gonna take the Seahawks. I think they're doing well. Walker's gonna have a game. That defense plays, man, and Bucs are just they're not what they used to be. That is for damn sure. They're a tough watch these days.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
We're into the 1 o'clock games now on Sunday. The 7-1 Vikings go into Orchard Park to take on the 6-2 Buffalo Bills.
I'm going with the Vikings. It's unclear if Josh Allen is going to play. He hurt his UCL, his elbow. I'm starting to doubt his future for the rest of the season.
I'm going to take the Vikings as well.
I think that they can put up enough of a fight, and it's 1 p.m. Kirk Cousins, so that guy's invincible. The 2-6 Lions coming off of their victory against the Packers, going to Soldier Field to take on the 3-6 Chicago Bears.
I believe in the Bears, man. I believe in the Bears. Going with Justin Field and the Bears.
I'm going to take the Bears as well, but it is going to be closer than we think it's going to be. You know, I keep saying that, but the Lions play hard. They play tough. And it wouldn't surprise me if they actually have the lead and Justin Fields comes back and takes it from them. So I'm going with the Bears, but only by a point or two. The 3-6 Jacksonville Jaguars go into Arrowhead and take on the 6-2 Chiefs.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the Chiefs on this one.
How about them Chiefs? The Jags are game. They're game. They're just not talented enough to ride with the Chiefs. The 3-5 Browns go into Miami to take on the 6-3 Dolphins.
I'm going with Miami.
Pretty safe bet. Pretty safe bet. That new look running back tandem of the old San Francisco 49ers running backs are going to run the ball down the Browns' throat. The 1-6-1 Texans go into MetLife to take on the 6-2 New York Football Giants.
Giants better win.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. And I think they're going to. Saquon will have a big day. The Texans, they're not really loaded for bear. Though the one guy that scares me is Damian Pierce, because the Giants can't stop the run all of a sudden. So we'll see what they're made of. But I think the Giants will have enough to win. Continuing on. The 3-6 New Orleans Saints at the 2-6 Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a dog game if I ever Saints. Heard one. Yeah, I got to go with the Saints too, but I have no confidence in that pick, especially if Andrew Dalton is still going to be starting. You're going to have Andrew Dalton against Kenny Pickett.
You see his hairdo, and he doesn't shave anymore. He totally looks like Andrew Dalton, man. Oh. He looks great.
My God. It's like he let himself go. He really just let himself go. The 3-5 Broncos at the 5-3 Tennessee Titans.
Oh, man. King Henry, Titans.
This is hard. Right? Because as bad as Russ is playing, they actually have a quarterback. Like, Malik Willis is going to have to throw the ball more than 10 fucking times. Because that defense, regardless of what's going on in Denver, that defense will still play. So, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to take the Broncos. I have no faith in this one either. But I'm going to ride with this. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. Oh, God. The 3-5-1 Indianapolis Colts, sans Frank Reich and hello, Jeff Saturday, go into Las Vegas to take on the 2-6 Raiders.
The Raiders better win. They better win.
God, I should pick a tie. I have no faith in this one either. This one is really bad. Do I take Ellinger? And Jeff Saturday in his professional coaching debut? Or do I take Josh McDaniels circling the drain? They just cut Jonathan Abram. He just got picked up by the Packers on waivers. We'll get to them in a second. I'll go with the Raiders. I'll hold my nose and go with the Raiders. No confidence in that one either. Three no confidence picks in a row. That's what you sign up for on this show. The 4:25 game. The 6-2 Cowboys going to Lambeau to take on the 3-6 Green Bay Packers.
Dallas.
How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? Packers are going to go 3-7. Do you start wondering about LaFleur? You start wondering about his job security at this point.
Wondering about LaFleur for 4 years now.
But does it become real?
It should have been real 3 years ago.
The 3-6 Arizona Cardinals at the 3-5 Rams, but Matthew Stafford is in the concussion protocol.
Love it. 49ers.
I'm going with the Cards. I think that the Cards, they better win. I mean, you're going against the immortal John Wolford. Right? So, you got to take the Cards over the Rams at this point in time. Even if it's in SoFi.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? Isn't the Chargers playing the 49ers?
The Chargers are playing the Niners, but the Cardinals are playing the Rams.
Oh, I got the wrong game. I'm going with the Cardinals. I don't know why I said 49ers.
We were hoping for that. We would just skip over that one. We just skipped over the Cardinals and the Rams because, like, I don't want to watch that shit. I don't want to watch that. Neither do you.
I totally misheard you. Yeah, I'm thinking the Cardinals.
Oh, no.
First week on Hard Knocks. They got to come through.
God. Gotta.
You're like, he's just totally skipping over this game.
He's like, okay, on the next one. That's fine by me because I really don't want to talk about this game either.
Oh,
that's
man.
Perfect. Your Sunday
night
special.
It's just the whole Los Angeles thing on my sheet.
Yeah.
Chargers and the Rams, man.
Yes. Yes. And the other LA team. Here we go. Your Sunday night special. The 5-3 Chargers go into Santa Clara to take on the 49ers.
I love how it was like Cards. You got the Cards and the Rams. I'm taking the 49ers. Well, I didn't see that one coming.
They're cashing it.
Alrighty then. Nobody's got that. Try to beat his pick this week. The 49ers are gonna beat the Chargers, then they're gonna fly down to Phoenix and beat the Cardinals.
I didn't realize you could do a run in football.
Oh man, that's great.
It's like, oh. My God,
chair shot.
Kyle Shanahan's got a chair. What the hell is going on?
Oh man. Alright, I'm taking the 49ers.
Same here. I'm gonna take the Niners too. And if I'm Brandon Staley, I'm worried about my job. I really am. Cause I started out with a lot
of
problems.
Herbert regressed, man.
He did. But I really have a feeling that he's hurt. I really think that he's playing through something right now.
Yeah.
If your backup was Chase Daniel, wouldn't you play through it? So, I don't know. I have a feeling that he's done. McDaniels is done. Kingsbury's done. There are a lot of guys. LaFleur might be done.
LaFleur.
Yeah. So there are a lot of guys who might be on very thin ice right now, and teams are going to start thinking about it because they're already in week 10. So why not? Your Monday Night Delight. Speaking of a guy that may be on thin ice, Ron Rivera leading the Washington Commanders at 4-5 into Philly to take on the 8-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
The Commies. I'm taking the Eagles, though.
Fly, Eagles, fly. 9-0. And yeah, it's not even gonna be close. Teams on a bye this week.
It's a division game,
but you know, the Commanders aren't that great. You know, you have Gibson, you have McLaurin. Do you really trust Taylor Heinicke? I don't. Against that defense with Bradbury and Slay?
No.
Not even close. Teams on a bye. The Ravens, Bengals, Pats, and Jets. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.